Operating arrangements. Operating arrangements involve specializing logistics functionality to match the organization's competitive strategies. Echelon. Echelons are levels of supply chain nodes. All first-level suppliers would be an echelon. All manufacturers would be an echelon. All consolidation warehouses another, all retailers, and so on. Different warehousing echelons have different areas of specialization. Warehouses can be used to create inventory assortments and facilitate shipping and volume. This type of operating arrangement works very well for retailers and major product manufacturers, especially ones that manufacture wide arrays of product lines for consumers. Full containers of just one product can arrive at a break bulk center, and full truckloads of assortments for retail centers can be shipped out. Major product manufacturers can use this type of network to get all of the right subassemblies to the final assembly points efficiently. Direct. Direct operating arrangements traditionally focus on having the fewest possible warehouses to minimize inventory and warehouse costs, with direct shipping to the point of demand. Newer permutations of this model often have one warehouse per direct delivery shipping zone. Major markets will have their own warehouse for fast delivery, while smaller markets will be served by a regional warehouse with a much larger shipping zone. These systems can then minimize the cost of postal service delivery or parcel services like UPS or FedEx or their own fleet costs by always delivering within just one zone. Combined. The combined model uses both echelons and direct methods, depending on which is more efficient for a given product. The goal is to postpone moving items forward in the supply chain for as long as possible to meet actual demand patterns. Materials and products that have high turnover are kept in forward echelon warehouses, warehouses that are closest to the final customers, while slow-moving, risky, or costly items are held back at centralized warehouses for direct on-demand delivery. While delivery is longer and more expensive, the savings from lower inventory holding costs justify it. The same component may move from one strategy to the other as it progresses through its life cycle. However, a B2B organization selling parts to support production equipment may do the opposite to ensure high service availability. It may locate the slow movers in forward echelon warehouses to guarantee their fast availability while centralizing its fast-moving inventory, for example, preventive maintenance parts, because it is easier to forecast these and they can be direct shipped from the warehouse at lower overall cost, flexible. A flexible model involves various strategies that either allow warehouses to intercommunicate and share workloads or eliminate echelons. A common form is to have an order be shipped from a more distant warehouse when it would otherwise need to be backordered. Since the expense will be greater, this action might be triggered whenever the basic service level would be violated or whenever the requirement is of high importance to the customer. A flexible logistics operating structure is also better able to adapt to emergency situations, since alternate routes and methods have already been developed. Thus, this system requires a flexible decision process with predefined decision scenarios, as well as a real-time method of checking inventory at various locations and forwarding orders to the best party. One predefined scenario is when a customer is equidistant from two warehouses. The one with the highest inventory or most shipping capacity might be selected, with the intent of creating a balanced workload. Another scenario is to simply calculate the lowest total cost for each possible method, including use of direct plant-to-customer shipment when available. A third scenario is to stock a master facility with a full line of products and have it support a set of restricted facilities that carry only a limited line of inventory. The order might be split, with some parts coming from the closed warehouse and some from the master facility, or the full order might come from the master facility depending on the cost and customer preference. It is sometimes also possible to consolidate orders in transit. A cross-docking facility is another example of a flexible model. For it to work correctly, orders from various manufacturers need to be timed to arrive on schedule so they can be part of the right outgoing assortments. Cross-docking is considered part of this model because it avoids the need to maintain a consolidation warehouse. A final form of flexible logistics is to use integrated service providers. These providers can hold slow-moving inventory, allowing the organization's echelon inventory system to focus only on fast-moving inventory. Integrated service providers specialize in consolidation services, but often offer many other value-added services to justify their costs.